Saturday afternoon, and we're gathered for a meeting with the commander, Michael Silverhawk, and maybe Ron Jackson will be calling in. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. I apologize for being abrupt, but you see, here we are, ready or not.
Hello.
Rick, get up here, please.
No. We don't have any dial tone. Okay, we have a dial tone.
Hello?
AT&T operator with a collect call. Who's calling, please?
Ron Jack.
We'll accept.
Hello?
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Rick.
Got a room full of people here. Commander's here.
Good. Can you hear me all right?
You'll have to speak quite clearly and loudly.
All right.
And the floor is yours.
Well, I think probably the best thing to do is to just start with some questions and answers, and then I can elaborate on any specific item that people want a better knowledge of or understanding of.
Well, this is Commander. This is Aton.
Yeah.
I thank you. We're a little bit frazzled here because the phone wouldn't work, and then the speakers won't work, and anytime there are guests that we consider extremely important, there's a little bit of trouble always settling energy. So if you'll bear with us a little bit, Ron, we'll move right into the subject because I don't want to waste any time today. You have a lot of questions overflowing your own self. I would prefer that we take some of those up a little bit more privately, but I'm open for questions, and I have always told my people that if I am permitted to, or can, or it's suitable to answer a question, I will always do so. I don't play games, not those kinds of games. I tease quite a bit. On the other hand, I will tell you why I won't answer some questions, because some I just simply won't answer. Others, I have to be honest about. I have a mission here, and they don't deal. These other questions are usually quite personal. They don't deal with our mission. And for once, to quote, go find themselves if they are not in my mission, I prefer they go find themselves with someone else that they can respect. Because as all of you become a little bit more insightful and into what we will call knowing, you're going to understand that you don't know anything about the higher workings of your universe, your spirit, your soul, or your brothers out there. And we have not, up until beginning about April, have we begun to speak even on some of these subjects. It has been a time of sending out the word for ones to begin to hear the word at the same time they're being nudged so that they can give some thought to it and, like you, spend a lot of sleepless, restless nights. We don't do it because, like Rick, we have a mean streak. He comes by that naturally. He speaks for Sananda occasionally, you know. And we starve him, you know, that's our technique. We take him off cookies for a while. He would do well in prison, you see. He's gotten as attached to the telephone as have you. But it has been your lifeline. It was a very wise thing to get yourself incarcerated. part of the reasoning is because most of you in your ongoing day-to-day existence until you are brought up sharp and cannot, I think I'm not coming through. Can you hear me?
Yes, I understand and hear you clearly.
Well, something happened with the electronics and I'm trying to shut down the interference and I am very capable of pushing the wrong plugs too. Michael is with us today. I was hoping that this meeting could be in person with you. I think that Michael Silverhawk has done some tremendously good work right along, and he's been a very, very patient correspondent with me and of my team, and has had a great deal more understanding into the subjects of light and God thought, etc., than almost anyone out there picking up the material and perceiving. All of you are into a time where your spiritual progression is going to be basically the only important thing in your progression. However, it is not the most important thing to the planet. There will be not as many as you might surmise making any journey with God to anywhere. There certainly is not going to be some cute rapture where, you know, somebody flaps down, you flap up, and off you go into wonderland with God, Creator. Most of what you ones have created, if it has been considered creation at all, has been the pits. So we don't want to confuse any of you as you come into your awakening awareness of who you are, what is your purpose, what you're going to do, etc. We have waited and struggled here for some well over 4 years in the writing just to get to this day where key players can come into the picture even in the beginning if they don't know what they're doing. And there comes a major time of awareness. That is not because suddenly the whole world is more insightful. It is because the connections have been opened. I can only discuss that with ones like you on the basis of the Phoenix Project or the Rainbow Project, Phoenix 2 out of Long Island. You see, this happens to be a very, very important location in this particular area. On the other hand, there are many other places, and in all of these places, you're going to find more and more frequently there will be windows opening for these connections to be made and literally for ones to make transference for training on both planes. Therefore, you're going to find yourself more frustrated possibly than you are right now as we move along, because most of your work with us will not be brought back into your consciousness, although that will not be the problem with you particularly as it has been, say, with Dorma, because I have had to limit, totally limit, the outreaching access to her. Well, let's call it collateral knowledge. I have needed to use her as a computer bank to begin to enlighten you enough to come into an acceptable appreciation of what you might be about. And yours, of course, and you recognize that, is a magnificently important role. But you can't do it all alone. So you're going to find out here in the hinterlands, if you will, ones who have already come up to your speed in many, many categories, but do not have the wherewithal or the push or the knowingness to go on. And why would that be? Because if you get all the cooks in the kitchen into the same stew pot, you're going to ruin it. And all ones have not had privy to the lessons that you have. Whether you perceive them to be good or bad has nothing to do with it. Stop trying to figure that out right now. Every man has an opportunity to experience. You have experienced in the circles that had to be experienced so that you know the players. you will begin to recognize the elder players all along the way now as you go. There are some names I really want you to pay more particular attention to than some others from past history and experiences, because I always have to blow the minds of my own group first. And I began yesterday to begin to talk about the possibility of a race of beings that nobody on the earth seems to know the motivation for our being here. Well, that is because we come as the hosts, as you would call, of God. God is so tremendously abused and overused that I prefer not to even refer in the terminology of God, because it becomes something rather humorous, not ever believed, and certainly not in the perception that you ones must consider God to be. In most realms, God has been turned into some mystical creature of energy form, but always with an image, who bears human sons, like Jesus the Christ, to go and die for you so you don't have any responsibility. And then you can plan on a rapture, and therefore the entire truth of God is buried in doctrine, right on your physical plane. I'm not going to tolerate that anymore. I may end up with a very, very tiny group, but I will end up with the group that can change the world. You're going to have to also accept the fact that God is not what you think him to be in being a pious wimp. Yes, unconditional love, let everything go in its evil, its consternation, enslave all of other God's creatures, and it's okay. It is not okay. And God is a very, very heavy, hard taskmaster. The nice thing about my position with the Godhead, as you would recognize it, is that I only work with ones on the planet, as far as my team is concerned, that are of like mindedness toward equality and freedom of mankind. Not necessarily believing even in the same perceived energy form, but if you believe in Creator and that there is a higher being of God law, even if you're breaking all those laws, you're perfectly valid. Because anything intentionally broken can also be intentionally resolved. After ones come into my presence and go through lessons and still go out and deny me, you can bet your bottom whatever you want to. Whatever's on the bottom, bet it. I like the term used by the master teacher when he came. And he said, if you deny me before man and my father, I will deny you before my father. Well, when I start denying son, it's pretty heavy duty, because I have a direct connection. I am sent of that particular energy form, and that one was recognized in old Egyptian times as a ton. And that's why you are prone to call me that instead of some of these other terms that are being thrust at you, like commander, etc. You see, Eton, Haton, I want respect. Do you hear me? I want reverence and I want respect. Not because of who I am, but because I give you the same in every perception. I do not choose badly. I know exactly what I'm doing. It is my mission. My role as such is no greater, possibly not even as important, when we talk about importance, as yours. I just happen to be the commander. That does not mean that you're not going to have a lot more perception and active duty than I will ever see in this particular mission. And now brothers all over your nation are waking up into the need to restructure, rebuild, retake, and refine that which was a wondrous gift of a chosen free nation. when you begin to think back and you think, well, but we only have like a little 100-year or less span to experience here. Isn't that the most ridiculous thing you have ever been fed? That God, a supreme and rational, ordered, reasoning being, would create something that just flits through, does what it wants, unconditionally, and flits off somewhere. Well, that's what you've been trained to believe. Also, you can guess, you can bet, because the prophecies will tell you, well, who the hell wrote the prophecies? Look around you and see who's tampered with the prophecies, and you'll know exactly who your enemy is. The thrust is always that you will fulfill the prophecies because you have the creative capability through thought projection to do exactly that. And most ones will not awaken until it is too damn late to change. As you have come through this journey, you're going to find that at least, well, I'm not going to go into numbers. You're going to find most of the population has totally bred its soul devoid, I mean itself devoid of soul expression. It is simply experiencing here in a very physical, mechanical way. I'm not going to play games with you, and I'm not going to really play games with my own group, but I have to measure what is acceptable by the least. I can come right across the board with you and say, you know, that a full-grown, duplicate DNA restructured entity can be performed, perfected, downloaded computer-wise, and out into a circulating public in less than 2 full days of your county. That is shocking. I rather like it, especially the underground testing that your nitwits have done, because they've created Hatton and Army. They are soulless, basically soulless beings, unless they were sent here to participate. And in one split second, I personally, because I am that far advanced, not that I am pretending on this telephone to be God, but I can breathe life into those beings and I can brainwash them instantly. It would be very nice if we could do this without any bloodshed, because bloodshed is a costly thing to soul essence. And yet, for many of you, you already at some level recognize the difference of that which we speak. There is no really tangible good or bad in definition. That's perception. But if it breaks those laws of God and creation, it is evil. Evil does exist. But what is evil? And what is sin? Sin is simply the falling away in error, making errors, pulling away, doing things that are against coming into oneness with your God, creator of goodness. We call that light. That's where you want to go, to the total encompassing life source called light. Evil is that which, and if you thrust it off on others, is that which pulls another or yourself from your pathway unto that greater being. And it cannot be perceived as good or bad, because in each instance, say you do a sanction, to some parties that's evil or wrong, bad. On the other hand, to a lot more, it's damn good. So the team of this mission has to come into the realization that we are not playing with mystical kooks out there who are going to flutter little white robes all over you and make it right for you. You're going to come into the realization that it's a dirty job and somebody's got to do it. But there are ways to do it, and there are ways that are just going to get you killed. As you go through your journeys and you go through your backtracking, son, I want you to begin to think very carefully about the period of time of the founding of your nation, and as the connections were made with Europe, etc., I want you to always hold spit against the wind pain on your mind. You know, and I know, the capabilities of the technology already on your place. You know, and I know where most of it came from. Also, you know, and I know, that there are still living beings, and there are extraterrestrial beings in very human form serving on a lot of these committees. They are the ones that, no matter whether you perceive them to be good or bad, because that doesn't have any play in this picture, you will also know that by the ending of the time of man and the ending of a planet of mankind, the battle royal will be between the higher energies, good and evil, period. And on a place of living experience in a physical form, the big boys will get at the big boys. And guess what? God will watch. And many of our team will participate, hopefully in an evolutionary form or a revolution, but not the kind of revolution that shoots each other. Because no matter who you are and what kind of gun you have, it is not big enough. It is not big enough. Part of the Russian element has what is called space cosmos spheres. They are bigger and brighter and more strengthful than anything that you have running around on your planet, simply because of that advanced technology. And you can turn in every cotton-picking gun on the planet, and you still will not have wiped out the real weapons. And with all of that blathering behind us, I wanted you to know right off before we go into a public discussion that I'm who I say I am. That always bothers Dorma because she does exactly what you. Why me? Well, why not you? Give me one reason why not you. I'm unworthy? BS. I'm not that bad a chooser. And regardless of the misery that's been dealt here, Dorma continues to write and serve. And it would have been very easy all along the way in all 96 of those journals and 5 years of papers, or four, or whatever it's been, to have said, no thank you, no more. There will be some of you that it will not be that simple. Once you have made a commitment, and for you, Ron Jackson, to make a commitment and then back out of it is as unthinkable as cutting off your hands today. And I know that. And I know that you are coming, and we have had to enlighten you quite a bit, more than the other ones who have had access for all of these years to the work. And when I say the work, we've got it all down there. We have not really even begun to work on that important part, and that is our connections. And we structured a situation where to pull the worms out of the woodwork, which we did very nicely, we had to bring the word of what is God and thought projection and what actually is the composing matter, antimatter, and what's the matter of your planet as to who you are, what you are, etc. And that got buried down, of course, in lawsuits with the University of Science and Philosophy because of our brother Walter Russell, who was given this information, presented this information, and then immediately the hoods came in to close it down. We have needed all of these lawsuits up until now. We have needed the attention and the publicity. It's been very hard. And now that I am pulling in team members with connections, I'm going to also ask you, who are the connections, to begin to shut these down. Well, isn't that force? I don't care whether that's force or not. Everyone involved has had every last confounded opportunity to come into some kind of truth and in service. And the word will not be held from mankind longer. We are in the evolvement process. We are to the end of the trail for your nation under this government. You as a nation are destined, if you don't change it, to go into concentration camps and be enslaved. Basically, you are already enslaved because there is higher force being applied to you through corruption, through everything you can imagine, to put you into those concentration camps. You think you're free. You are more incarcerated than Ron Jackson in a prison cell. And I think that you're going to have to consider putting some of these bastards into those concentration camps that they prepared for you. That does not mean an armed revolution. But by my saying that does not mean that the big boys won't try to get each other and get you to the point that you will have all-out international nuclear holocaust. That's why there have to be preparations. That's why there has to be survival technology. And it's why we have to do things the way we do, so that some of the things that we can bring to you already present on your place can be perfected for your usability with things already manufactured, so that you can function as a remnant in case man has free will. And some use it a lot more equally than do others. And ones have wanted to come to this location or to me for their God connection. You don't need to go anywhere for your God connection. And they've wanted to come here for a communal situation or a church situation. Why would that be? Because they're being pulled to the mission itself. The need to restructure, and this seems to be where it's coming from. But I think everyone involved, including every reader of all the information, will see why it cannot be that way. You have been led down the primrose path by those things called churches. They are the bigger lie, because they are the lie that steals your very soul in its direction. So I'm not well liked in a lot of places. On the other hand, regardless of what may be said about it, anyone who has come into contact with myself has respect, because I bring only truth. I will always try to answer your questions as you are proposing them to me, so that when it's a little too touchy, I don't have to answer them in public until you don't need to even ask through any other resource. You are struggling for your confirmation, the same as Michael Silverhawk. Windstorm back there. Never mind, that's an inside joke. Michael has brought some precious ones with him, and so we'll have a little fun.
I have some questions.
Did I give you permission, sir, to ask?
I made a statement. I I didn't make a request.
Yes, sir. Go.
I would like to know why 540 North Wacker Drive is in my mind right now. What does it mean? In Chicago.
It's in Chicago. Mm. I'd really rather take that up privately.
It poses a very real threat to all of us.
Yes, it does.
I understand.
All right. Thank you.
Explain to me how, in my plane of reference, can I see and know that there exists more than one universe?
Because you've been awakened and you have gone and looked at them.
I exist in all of them.
Tough luck. Some of us are stuck with that. No, I don't mean to be flippant, but we need to take a little bit of a lighter approach than trying to solve all of those universal questions.
But does it mean something to me right now?
Yes, it does. You're going to have to accept the fact that you're going to be, well, you're going to recognize what is loaded into your experience in your head, because you're going to represent probably the most public, most notable leaders of these groups here. Why would that be?
I
know that you asked me why.
Yes.
Why me? It's because of the...
I would like to expand on that. This morning, I understand why I have not been released, and it pertains to my lawsuit in Reno, Nevada.
Right.
I'm not sure what it means.
It means that that was a major, major sign for all of the true, I'm talking about, not these BS groups that go call themselves patriots and then make a bundle off of the defunct nation. I am talking about the truth of some possible reclamation of your economy and your nation. The Constitution as written is totally flawed. You will be wanting to go back into the Federalist Papers to get some balance for the way things should be. In partial ignorance, you saw something that made sense to you, and because you have been experiencing in a realm of such violence and misbehavior, that these threatening, corrupt nothings don't terrify you. You fellows who have gone out there on the front line and know these for the weaklings that they are, and that they will purchase power, are not afraid of them. And the ordinary John Doe Q public patriot doesn't know what to do with it when they get it. Or will they be daring enough to just sock it to those turkeys? And you did it. And we guided it through. And that idiot judge didn't think there would be ever anything of value in it. And it just got done, didn't it? And they've tried ever since to get it undone.
It's being resolved or attempted to be resolved right now, while we speak, in this time frame.
Well, I would suggest that you not struggle too hard with them if they ask for your, you know, let's not pursue that any further, Mr. Jackson. Tell them you sure won't, because there's plenty more to pursue.
I understand.
We need you out. We need you free.
It is soon, I know. I feel it now. I was leaning towards what you just said, and you confirmed what I was thinking. I wasn't sure why I had not been released, but now I know that is the reason, and I will be shortly there. I have, in another direction, I have been studying how to approach the members of the committee as far as releasing that information. I feel that it is necessary at this time to start it, and of course I'm referring to after I'm released. Should I do it all at once? It's not that I'm looking for any kind of dramatic impact. However, I think that once I make that decision, it may be to everyone's benefit to expose the entire committee. Is this correct?
Let's use wisdom. You know that there are some extremely important members on that committee. Most of the perception of the humanity in your nation, even, or around your globe, would perceive them to be about as evil because of the use of power that they have had.
Many of them believe to be good people.
Playing in a rotten world. And there is nothing about the human that prevents him. There is everything about the human that urges him to be more powerful and have more ego arousals. You'll find as you come out, you'll have some ego. I would prefer to call it egoism than egotism, in that it would be a very, very bad mistake to say Ron Jackson, for instance, doesn't know what he's doing. That would offend you. You know what you do. You know that you do it well, and there isn't anybody any better. On the other hand, if you simply do it for the fame and honor and power gleaned by a Ron Jackson, it is totally invalid and will get you just as deaded as anybody else around. So we have a mission here, and we have to understand explicitly our definitions. And there are some on the committee. I like your perception. You're beginning to hear me when I speak to you. I refer to that committee as the Committee of 17. And I don't want that lost on you. I don't care if nobody else knows anything even about that particular committee.
I understand.
You've got enough damage coming down through the tunnel with the Committee of 300 and all of this international political Khazarian Zionist circle of banksters. And while we're on the subject, there is another reason that funding may, you may think that your funding has simply been tied up by Treasury and Justice. And basically that is exactly true. But I have a real problem on this other side, of which you would be, except that at a level you know this to be true, you do not understand the full extent, and I'm going to tell you some of it right now. We are behind. That's not exactly right. I don't know how to put it to you so that I don't give away a lot of information.
I understand what you're saying, and
we have the gold that has just been moved is only a portion of the gold. They're going to lie to you about the gold, too, and say, oh, well, that exhausts the gold. That does not even begin to touch it.
I understand there what you're saying. However, I believe that Greg may have misunderstood what I said about the Philippines.
Well, that may or may not be. And I don't want to say too much about the Philippines.
Yes,
and there are some incredibly large stashes of product out of the Philippines.
Yes.
That are more under our control than any that you are utilizing now.
Yes.
The part that I want to share with you, and the part where we will need some simple human power, is that already that massive amount of gold, not the 150,000 tons that we're talking about that has been bantered back and forth here in our little messages, but over 3 million tons is in the picture, of which we have a percentage coming simply as commission. That's all we have wanted. We do not need to own the world. We can make gold. So your government is very, very wise. The world leaders are very wise. You do not want to move into total anarchy. That would be a horrendous error. And that's what could happen if you expose the committee totally. And your government is totally pulled down. There is so much corruption that at this moment you do not have something to fill in with. So there would be massive disorder and chaos. So you do need to grow. And with a return to the gold standard, there needs to be a control or a perception of control over the amount of commodity to be valued. The reason that that's important is because with Buckley and Cosmos, Zena, Big Red, etc., bringing forth all these gold certificates and demands against, legal demands against your government, the legal government, what has been brought here is going to have to be adjusted in value to cover those legal, let's call them ethical commitments. And then I don't care what you do with the banks. My best advice to anyone is to cancel the debt. Just say, brothers, you did it, you got it. And we want our money back. That isn't apt to happen, but it is the only way that you will be able to base any kind of an economy on anything. And then let them go their way.
What is my association, either present or past, with Little Crow?
Well, you're of the Brotherhood. Michael here is going to find a great commitment. Little Crow's job there is basically going to be to rally his people, and you're going to have the other part of that information. Dorma just had a bit of insight a couple of days ago, and I practically had to pick her up off the floor from her laughter, because she said the nicest thing that's going to happen is when the Lakota Sioux take back their Black Hills, the most sacred one area on your globe, and blow those white eye faces off that mountain. And I'm going to help them. And you're going to help Little Crow, because Little Crow is the white eagle. He represents the ancient of ancients, and he doesn't really know what he's about either, although he has had better insight than all of the rest of you, far earlier than the rest of you. He's the one who took little sister here by the hand and said, I'm going to kick your ass, now get busy. And she did. She didn't even know what she was supposed to do. So when she really gets low, you know, usually the hawk shows up first, and then the eagle, and now the phoenix. And Little Crow pretty soon comes on the phone and said, now just quit whining. But you see, he's very human too, just like you. And the whining for self does continue to be there. And the frustration. And when things began to look like they're going wrong, why, Father, are you putting us in this bind? I know that there is a lesson here. I'd really rather not learn it. You see, that's what you're saying. This is what she's saying. When the house is gone to the RTC, I'd rather not have learned that one, sir. But if it hadn't worked exactly that way, you would not know about the RTC. You would not know the hideousness that would come out of the enemy among you. through all of these lessons, you learn to see your enemy very, very clearly. And you don't need to worry about him very much, because the truth will tangle him up. His stories will continue to be one lie after another till he can't keep them straight.
Excuse me, Commander.
We've got to change this tape here.